She told me I was taking her places she'd never been before, but really, she was taking me places I promised myself I'd never go to. Damn. Let me start at the beginning, beginning.
Get ready for some showing up sweet honey for your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One, two. Some say she was from Cali, some say the Carolinas. Mom was a belly dancer, pop was a neverminder. No drugs or alcohol and no weed or marijuana. You think that backstage was the last place you'd find her. First time I saw her kinda reminded me of them chicks you see at Carabana. Friendly and talkative and looking so marvelous. Had that nigga Tay feeling like Lil Zay in the city of goddesses. But I'm digressing, please pardon if I start trailing off or fading out of my consciousness. It's just that when I think of old girl, my whole world collapses. I was so enraptured in all of her flawlessness. She approached me with a smirk that said we could do work no matter what time of day of the week it is. So thorough, that backstage girl, she'll fall to her knees just to pray on your weaknesses. I mean, I told her straight up, you know, I got a significant other. She ain't care. She said, for tonight, I just want to be your insignificant other. What? God damn! We left the club at around 2, just enough time to meet my niggas for round 2. At another spot, DJ playing the sounds too, hopefully divert me from being a scoundrel. In the spot, making my rounds through the crowd, trying to throw her off, but she's on me like a bloodhound Jew. Wouldn't believe how hard I tried to fight it. Passions and desires were closing in, and that's what it amounts to. I looked her in the eyes and said, I don't even know your name. It feels wrong even though I don't show it. She said, wish I could tell you the same, but I won't tell you my name, cause I want you to fuck me like you don't know it. I responded with a smirk to let her know we could work no matter what time of day of the week it is. So thorough, that backstage girl fell down to her knees just to pray on my weaknesses. Man, I can't even fight it. Go ahead. You think that backstage was the last place you find her?
You know it, baby.
You think that backstage was the last place you find her?
Been riding all around the world.
I woke up the next morning all tangled up in her hair, and that's when I realized she had me right where she wanted me. She told me I'd taken her places she'd never been before, but really, she took me to a place I promised myself I'd never return to, and I was fucked up. And the thing was, I didn't feel bad about what I'd done. I just felt stupid for trying to fight it for so long. I mean, really, who was I fooling? I knew what time it was soon as I saw her. Soon as she smiled at a nigga, I could tell what her favorite position was, and I damn sure gave it to her. I thought I had changed. Niggas never change. But it took that one night, that one passionate night, for me to realize what I needed to do. I gotta stop fucking with these hoes off of MySpace, dawg. say she was from Cali, some say the Carolinas. Mom was a belly dancer, pop was a never minder. No drugs or alcohol, no weed or marijuana. You think that backstage was the last place you find her? You think that backstage was the last place you find her?
Been riding around the world.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.